It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. So you're Attorney General of the United States, and documents sent to Congress show you misled lawmakers. You said the White House was not involved in the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys, and it turns out the White House did discuss the firings. So what do you do? If you're Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, you brush off demands for your resignation and insist the dismissals were right and proper. NPR's David Wellen reports on a battle over political power and the justice system.
The documents sent to the Senate and House Judiciary Committees are a paper trail showing 2 years of collusion between the White House and the Justice Department, previously undisclosed emails sent by Kyle Sampson, who before Monday was Attorney General Gonzalez's chief of staff, show extensive consultations over how to get rid of 8 federal prosecutors. In his detailed plan for firing them, Sampson warns White House operatives, quote, prepare to withstand political upheaval. And that is exactly what the White House got. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer led the charge on Capitol Hill yesterday, demanding Gonzalez's resignation.
We were told by the Attorney General that he would, quote, never, ever make a change for political reasons. It now turns out that this was a falsehood, as all the evidence makes clear that this purge was based purely on politics to punish prosecutors who were perceived to be too light on Democrats or too tough on Republicans.
And Patrick Leahy, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, said Gonzalez will have a lot of explaining to do.
There will be very specific hearings. I am tired of the, well, we'll brief all of you who want. I don't want that anymore. I've had the briefings. I didn't get the answers. We'll now have them under oath in an open hearing.
Republicans were also dismayed. Senator John Cornyn of Texas is a strong ally of the White House. Yet this is what he said when asked whether Gonzalez should resign.
I'm concerned, but I know the person, and so I'm willing to give him an opportunity to come forward and explain himself. I will have to agree with Senator Leahy that appearances are troubling.
Another White House ally, Nevada Republican Senator John Ensign, is outraged over the firing of Nevada's former U.S. Attorney, Dan Bogden.
He was an excellent prosecutor. If they thought that his priorities were wrong, they should have just informed him. He had limited resources. He had fewer resources today than he had 4 years ago in the fastest growing state in the country. That shows you that the oversight from the Attorney General's office was totally inadequate.
Attorney General Gonzalez clearly had some major damage control to do, so he canceled travel plans and called a news conference at the Justice Department. He claimed things happened there that he did not know about.
In an organization of 110,000 people, I am not aware of every bit of information that passes through the halls of the Department of Justice, nor am I aware of all decisions.
Gonzalez then borrowed a memorable line from Ronald Reagan. He declared, quote, mistakes were made.
I accept responsibility for what happened here. And I regret the fact that information was not adequately shared with individuals within the Department of Justice, and that consequently information was shared with the Congress that was incomplete.
But Gonzalez insisted that prosecutors' firings were, quote, the right thing to do, and he made it clear he has no intention of stepping down. Gonzalez has strong ties to President Bush. He was his White House lawyer as well as his Secretary of State in Texas. Gonzalez got a great big seal of approval yesterday from White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett, who was traveling with the president in Mérida, Mexico.
The president has all the confidence in the world, and Alberto Gonzalez, as the Attorney General for the United States of America, he is also feels it's important that the information as to how these decisions were made be provided. He accepts the decision so far that has been made by the Attorney General for the resignation of Kyle Sampson, and he is satisfied that we are addressing the concerns, but make very clear the decision, the original decision to remove the 7 U.S. attorneys who serve at the discretion of the president was the right decision.
Actually, it was 8 U.S. attorneys, one fired in June, another 7 in December. The new documents show that presidential adviser Karl Rove, former White House counsel Harriet Myers, and many other White House regulars were involved in the prosecutors' firings. Yesterday, House Judiciary Chair John Conyers announced his panel, too, would be seeking their sworn testimony.
The old days of the previous Congresses are over, Mr. President. And so we'll get to the bottom of this crisis with or without cooperation.
And so what began as individual lawmakers wondering how their U.S. attorneys got fired has now grown into a political firestorm, pitting Democrats and some Republicans against a White House that refuses to back down. David Wellna, NPR News.